M from Chicago.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Solomon. I'm an addict. And as always, I want to thank Almighty God. I want to thank Almighty God for everything. I want to thank Him for the go to fuck ons, for I don't want to see your asses no more. I don't want to never hear from you no more. I want to thank Him for everything. Because so many times what I found in my experience over the last 27 years is that somewhere in there, in between the symbol saying God and self, I got misdirected and start losing me loving you. And we say loving you and losing me and loving you, sometimes I believe that my addict mind and its desire to know, understand, and control mistakes its opinion and viewpoints for the truth. And I'm going to take my hat off in a minute once I get my head calmed down, because when you're sitting there and you're connecting with the Spirit of God and your head start pounding, you start to experience the deep psychological effects of the disease of addiction that don't show up till you've been clean for a while. See, you can recover your ass off when you brand new. You can walk hand in hand with the high power, lay hands on newcomers. But boy, when you've been clean for a while, when you stay here a quarter century or better like some of us have, and the deep psychological wounds of the disease of addiction start to show up, and you start living in the effects. See, we know the disease of addiction affected us, but what do the effects look like? I know I'm infected. That's what the disease of addiction is, an infection. But the effects is what you go through as you using. But when you get clean, when you start to recover, and you start to feel the effects, E-F-F-E-C-T-S. And when you're an addict like me, you have special effects. And the special effects of the disease and addiction don't start to show up until the work that you didn't do, Marlo, shows up. Yeah, you're recovering your ass off. All my early step work was written by the disease. You know how you write in your fourth step and every line you start, in every line you just stop short of being a hell of a motherfucker. You ain't never sharing about them areas you still ain't shit yet with your 20 or 25 years. So I'm going to talk to the old timers, those who still are living in their magical magnifying minds with the perverted mental twists. And I know if I share my experience of lately, of how my latest project, because my friends all know me, know I get in every relationship like a project and end up living in the project. And what that looks like is what the sister would describe there, because I know Marlon and from way back. And what that looks like is, since I got this characteristic, not character, I got a characteristic of being Captain Save-A-Hope. I'm talking about my experience. Now, if that's offensive to you, let me make it, if you study psych like I do, one of the archetypes of human behavior is the knight in shining armor. Every woman wants a knight in shining armor. Or if you like whatever you like, it's still a knight in shining armor. And let me tell you what the disease of addiction looks like after many, many years clean, when you start loving what you like and what you like you don't love. How you get lost. How you get trapped off into a fixed idea. It wasn't so much who they was, it was what they did. And when you're an addict, see, addiction, April 1st, Just for the Day Meditation talks about love and addiction. Anybody read that this month? Love and addiction. You want to see the most fertile ground for the disease of addiction without the dope, get in a relationship. Because when you get in the relationship, you're going to see what true obsession really looks like. Even though all the obvious signs this shit got an expiration date coming soon. My magical magnifying mind with the perverted mental twist, I'm overdosing on hope. Now hold on, man. In this literature, in the Living Clean, it talks about the tools of the program can become weapons. And guess who you turn it on first, William? I'm coming down the highway talking to my sponsor, William. I say, you know what? I'm right back to money macking and murder. It don't take much. You can go from spiritual giant to zip damn fool in 0.0 seconds. Because the old Duar says, when your heart hurts, you forget everything. I'm talking about deep in the bowels of depravity and the disease of addiction without the dope. I was just in San Diego with Will, and then I said, man, listen, I'm going through. This motherfucker done broke bad. This motherfucker didn't have, was eating off a hot plate when I met her. But the reality was, she was a newcomer. Laying hands on newcomers. And sometimes what happened is when your project, and you the project manager, and the project starts to go bad, the drug of choice of members with time is denied. And what that looked like, the disease of addiction, one of the most damaging symptoms when you got time is embarrassment. We don't want to bring our good shine all over the world asses to the podium and say another one done escaped. Because my friends know for the first time in all the time I've been married, four times already. We ain't gonna even count the ships I've been aboard, the ships that went down, the times I done had to walk the plank. We ain't gonna even talk about none of that. I'm talking about, but for the first time that I went to God with this time with an earnest heart, I'm talking about a real seventh step. Not that old surface ass seventh step, I just want to remove the shit that I'm doing that's causing people not to fuck with me. I'm talking about the seventh step that says, God, would you please lift the burden that's blocking me from myself. And I had to ask him for one time, let me have the willingness. Not that old surface ass willingness shit you do when you knew. Yes, I'm just doing what my sponsor do because I'm willing. I'm talking about the willingness that makes you unbear yourself to not only to God, but to yourself for real. Can I see the wretched motherfucker that I done become with 27 years? Can you do a 10th step now if the inventory looks like you bought, it looks like I got to say what I ain't got in stock? Yeah, it's easy. You know, most of y'all know my career. I had a fabulous 42-year career. I'm retired. I'm getting so much money, I'm saying to tell people about it. And I ain't going to tell some ratchet boss shit. I'm talking about, man, when you done had all the things and conditions that other folks are working towards to achieve recovery, I've done that already, and I still ain't fucking happy. Because you look up one day, Wallace, and you got all your things, and then you got a bag of nothing. Because the same disconnect that you really was supposed to have been making from the beginning with God and self, I've been filling it with things and pussy. So I done turned from Captain Save-A-Hole to Sir Fuck-A-Lot. Now, I'm taking y'all somewhere with this. I'm talking about loving you and losing me. I'm talking about getting lost in the sauce. I can't make the transition because what I just realized is that if until you grow up emotionally, you can't recover. So I'm going to tell the emotional midgets and the spiritual dwarfs, get the fuck out right now because I'm finna go crazy. One of the things that happens, man, as you start to do the step work that's now required to stay spiritually buoyant, is the reality of saying, I ain't shit some places. I ain't the best parent. I'm a good parent to my children. One of my sons here now. I'm a good parent, but am I the best? Hell no. Because the disease of addiction don't let you think past yourself. I think about them afterwards. But I know now for a fact that's the after effects of the character defects that kills the people closest to you. I done pulled the pin out the grid. That must have just throw the motherfucker down. Yeah, the reality of how shit looks now. Waking up one day and looking at yourself and not recognizing who the fuck you are because you still ain't become the person that God designed you to be. You know what it's like to pretend that you're happy? You know the kind of energy that go into pretending that you're happy? Being in a relationship and acting like y'all in love. I'm talking about, man, how long do you walk with a motherfucker holding their hand and then as soon as you drop their hand, you washing your motherfucking hand? And knowing that the defect of character that you got, they damn sure ain't compatible with the ones they got. Taking people out the soup line, putting them at the banquet table is very harmful. Because they can't swallow the cuisine because it's too tough yet. And taking the responsibility that the disability that I have, I've now put somebody in a position that they can't handle. And one of the women in my life said, Tyrone, it's hard to stand in the shadow of the giant. And sometimes what I have to look at is the emotional effects of the disease of addiction. In psych, we got a terminology we call Marlowe, we call it deprivation dwarfism. And deprivation dwarfism describes a human being who has grown up chronologically and physically, but emotionally they're still a midget. And what the disease of addiction shows up, what it takes from you, and I don't know if y'all read the literature like we do in the Midwest, but we say in the first chapter, higher mental and emotional functions, such as conscience and the ability to love, have been sharply affected. Well, stay clean for a while, and that sharpness will show the fuck up. Just get in one of these NA ships. Where we practice serial monogamy. Here's what the literature says. The truth is that most of us have not been very good at relationships. Some would say that an inability to form and maintain long-term relationships is one of the symptoms of the disease of addiction. So I come in the program, I still got to make this admission that I'm disabled emotionally. And until you start getting to the exact nature, I'm still caught up about the girl in the eighth grade, Charlene Hunter, that I had been giving my motherfucking candy to, and she went out with the light-skinned motherfucker with the curly hair. And I said, ain't nobody gonna never make me feel like that no more. And when you swing the searchlight of truth over your life and your baby's dad and your baby's mama, you're gonna know that you're probably having the same feelings, but you can't identify because it's a UFO. And when you start to have UFOs of a spiritual, emotional nature, it will leave you traumatized. And my son them taught me a term in the military. They call it significant emotional events.
Wow.
And being one who study a lot, because my mother does that. My mother reads and studies at 86 every day. And I learned to do that. And if you ain't studying the disease of addiction is studying your ass. And so from that significant emotional event, the trauma left. Because if you come to Narcotics Anonymous, you got PTSD. Did everybody know that?
Yeah.
We the walking wounded of the war on drugs. You a casualty. And part of the PTSD and the disease of addiction is the emotional trauma. You know we've been through some shit. My friend tried to see, I said, thank God we don't look like we've been what we've been through. I still think I'm needing the waist and cute in the face. I head to the gym 3 days a week. I eat right. I try and live right most times. I have some deviant behaviors. Now, see all y'all looking like, now I'm sitting for a room full of saints. That's some bullshit. You know, this thing is about identification. But I'm talking about the disability that comes along with the disease of addiction. Higher mental and emotional functions. This ain't nothing that deep. This is basic text, first chapter. Taking ownership of your disability is the ability to start to recover from it. So, I'm planning for wife number 5. Because I got a plan. I ain't gonna let Liz Taylor stay that far ahead of me. But God had another plan. And when you do a real 7-step and you ask God to remove whatever has you coming up short, you can't get on the operating table and they take you under and then say, wait a minute, I changed my mind. Overdosing on hope, the tools of the program becoming weapons. So after all the obvious signs I'm seeing, I know from being here for a long time, having the evidence of the power of the program and the principles and the steps working, I'm shooting hope. I'm jacking it. I'm shooting hope. Hope she catch on. Hope she catch on. Hope she catch on. Hope she catch on. You done went from bus pass to passport. Hope she catch on. Hope she catch on. We transcending the country. You know what I mean? You getting frequent flyer miles and couldn't walk a mile. I'm talking about when hope becomes so addictive, you go into denial. We talking about the tools of the program becoming weapons. We talking about loving you and losing me. How about I'm losing me trying to love somebody who ain't never loved nobody? How can you love the loveless? I'm talking about getting so deep in denial that I done started taking the hope jabob, mixing it with potential. Creating a speedball called self-delusion. And I ain't sharing about the sister, I'm sharing about me. I knew she was new, she had 18 motherfucking months. I'm Tyrone M, I see all over the motherfucking world, I got enough clean time for me and you. I done done, that's with wife 2, 3, and 4. So, the spiritual principles will become weapons. And the first thing you turn the gun on, you turn it on yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then you know how y'all is when you somebody like me that everybody know, folks can't wait to say, man, I seen the old girl with some other motherfucker. Wasn't that Tyrone's problem? Oh, man, the NA Gazette was calling. Ricky never came up and was calling, Facebooking and shit. I'm like, well, you know, but I understand. I understand the nature of this disease. I understand the nature of my disease. The role I play in everything. Ain't no APBs to put out. Ain't but one suspect. And if it's an issue, issue. But love and addiction told me, man, the most fertile ground for the disease of addiction is in relationships, man. It's the place when we put the dope down and we pick up something to replace it. And since I got this disability and it's so sharply affected, I keep looking outside of myself for what I can only find inside myself. Love begins with self. Once you connect with self, you connect with God. Once you connect with God, there's a possibility that the disability may be overcome. So, you know, if there was anything new I would bring to Narcotics Anonymous, I would get some little bitty wheelchairs and sit them in the front for all the emotionally handicapped motherfuckers. And instead of giving out cue tags, William, I would give out little bitty emotionally handicapped wheelchairs. And when you said you were going to get in a relationship, I would give you one. But the deep psychological wounds, man, the deep psychological wounds start to show up when you come up, man. And you know how our literature says we take what we've learned and we try it out on an experimental basis. Right? Well, we take that literally. So we go to experimenting. Guess who owns? Each other. Now, you know the story about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, the good doctor was well-intended. And this is really a true story. If you go into the History Channel and stuff, you look at this here. Jekyll was the guy who tried to make some kind of psychotropic drugs back in the day. You remember that? He was trying to make a psychotropic drug back in the day. The only thing was he needed a test subject. Just like we did when we got a pack with, we had to test it. So he became a self-tester. So he created another person. Now, the literature in this book, it says we were at least two people. This is basic text stuff. At least two. Now, here's what the literature is telling you. There's probably a possibility that there may be more than two. But we know at least two people. How much time I got? We at least two people for sure. So now, I'm me. I'm who the dope done created. I'm who the disease of addiction done created. Now, wait a minute, I'm taking you somewhere. There's me. There's who the dope done created. There's who the disease done created. And then the disease done gave me an invention. So I get in relationships. The invention gets in relationship. The guy who wants to be happy, joyous, and free, he wants to have the wife with the picket fence and the loving kids. That's the invention. Then there's me, the guy who's still caught up about Charlene Hunter, who he gave his goddamn candy to. Then there's addiction, yes. The addicted person, who I'm caught up on that sound she making her throat. I'm talking about I love what I like. It ain't got nothing to do with liking what I love. I just love what I like. Like most of you, we like some shit. And if I start liking it, the disease of addiction will take what I like and make it what I need. Yeah. Now I'm back in the Needy Negro Foundation. I start accepting shit that don't equate to my life. In closing, I'm going to tell you something that I had to experience this in order for it to be a reality. It's going to come a time in your recovery where your circumstances are not going to match your reality. See, when my circumstances didn't start matching up with my reality, it was a wake-up call. You know how we say in the chapter, more be revealed? And you realize this is another bad investment and I need to cut my losses. I had to come right to the meeting and start sharing about she gone. You know how you come home in your house if there ain't nothing but the cat there and then my she gone. But But most of the time, I had already left. Because in the game, we used to say, well, you know what? What happened to old boy? I said, man, his heart wasn't in it. See, and one thing for sure and two things for certain, if your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. Relationships cost a lot. Most of us aren't willing to pay the price for success. That how I won experience brought me to another revelation now. I'm probably just a good boyfriend. I'm going to stop trying to get married. Because no, my friends told me, say, man, I'm in love with the ideal of being married. I'm just in love with the ideal. 4 wives later, the light bulb ought to went off. You just in love with the ideal. You know what I mean? It just ain't rain light. I'm just like, damn, somebody. And then you were just saying, God or sinner? I keep on manufacturing these science projects. Then when the monster come out, I'm like, who the fuck are you? That's the latest update on my life. Because you know when you're out here like this here, you so don't nobody shock you. That ship went down. I jumped off before it started flaming and blew up. Because I don't want to catch no case either. You know what I mean? I don't see none of y'all in here being worth no case. Anything to interfere with my pension plan can't stay. This is my first time ever coming here to Ocean City and speaking. I've just had a good time. The spirit been good. I've been laughing a lot. You know, we're some hilarious people. I mean, when everyday people meet us, they look at like, they must be on something. We are. We are some good shit. And it can only come through the program. Thank y'all for letting me share.